This portion of the Bob Romanek Grim Reaper of Radio is brought to you by NAME, the National Association for Majority Equality, a national organization established to fight for and preserve equality for every American, regardless of race.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio. Here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we like to have fun. But on a very serious note, you have probably noticed the very unorthodox way that we operate this radio station. We do things quite differently, probably unlike any other radio station in the universe. In the radio world, dead airspace is the worst thing that could ever happen. But here at KQQZ 1190 AM, we think sometimes that dead airspace and silence is good. No, great, especially when it gives us time to remember our loved ones who have passed on before us. Too often, we are too busy to take a moment out of our hectic day to remember our loved ones. KQQZ will now have a minute of dead airspace, a minute of silence, if you will. So please, take this time to remember the loved ones that we will never forget. It will certainly make your day a whole lot better. If you don't appreciate the minute of silence to honor our loved ones that have passed on before us, or if you're offended by the silence, then please tune to another station. And after you've tuned to another station because of our silence, don't come back. Because our radio family here at KQQZ really don't want you as a listener. Now, KQQZ's Minute of Silence.
KQQZ 1190 AM sincerely thanks you for your patience and decency. Now, back to our regular scheduled programming.
Beware, beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
We'll be right back. the nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek. It is Friday, and as always, we are on the dark side. Got a lot of things that we can talk about. We'll open up the lines. Lines are always open, unless I don't want to talk to you, because we are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430, or on the east side, 394-1190. You know, there's a lot of crap going on, and I don't know, we talked about it a little bit yesterday. Maybe we did, maybe we didn't, but I don't give a damn. I want to do it again. There was a gentleman, a Maryland gentleman, sets himself on fire by the White House, died of his injuries, the police said. It said a Maryland man who set himself on fire outside a park outside the White House on Wednesday died of his injuries, the government said. It said to release that he was near the White House. They've not yet publicly identified a possible motive for the self-mutilation, which was captured in a series of shocking pictures and videos from the scene. It says the individual was extinguished and later transported to a local hospital for treatment. The man was identified as Amnar Gupta of Bethesda, Maryland, was admitted with life-threatening injuries and died later Wednesday night. Now, they don't know what went on. They don't know what the problem was, what the situation was. But apparently, he wasn't real happy with Trump for some reason. But he said that they witnessed an incident. The person had been seen running through the park before he set himself ablaze. Also, this Christian Bernese also posted a video which shows Gupta engulfed in flames. It says, "Unbelievable," he wrote. Said a similar incident happened last month with another man set himself ablaze while positioning himself along the White House's north fence line. Now, you know, I am a crazy son of a bitch, but I don't know if I'd have the guts. I don't know if I'd have the guts to go someplace and because I was pissed off at somebody to put myself on fire, to douse myself, and then kill myself. Now, you know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I could get to that point. But at this point in time, I don't see it happening. But there's a 300 million people plus minus in this great country of ours. So there's always going to be a crazy one or two or five or 500 or 10,000, which is the vast, vast minority. But these ignorant bastards are going to do what they want to do when they want to do it. And I honestly don't think anybody can stop them. Now, I think we can stop them when they try to kill one of our politicians, but when they want to try to kill themselves, I don't think there's anything that we can do about it. You guys all know Mayor Pete, don't you? The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, the small town mayor. I believe it's a town of about 25,000. He's telling everybody about his rags to riches story in all the papers, trying to get a big play on that. But now his brother-in-law says the story couldn't be further from the truth. His brother-in-law said, and it's he's a pastor, Ryan Gleesman. He's the brother-in-law to Mayor Pete. He says the story couldn't be further from the truth. Gelsman explained to Fox News on the Ingram angle about the Post Washington Post article, which claims that Chasten Buttigieg, the candidate's spouse, had been shunned by his family and even struggled with homelessness. Now, the brother-in-law says that's a damn lie. Never happened on his watch, never happened at any time that he can remember. And also, a lot of the relatives are saying the same thing, but it says there's never been any amount of shunning away from the family. He says, I love my brother dearly. I want the best for him. I want the best for Pete. He says he thinks Buttigieg made up the story because it helps to have a compelling narrative to stand out in a crowded field of candidates. He added that his family has no memory of Chasten's supposed homelessness. Now, Chasten is Mayor Pete's husband, wife, whatever the hell you want to call him. But nobody in the family has any knowledge anywhere. Now, I guess at the end of the day, when this stuff starts, it's going to get nasty. But the brother-in-law said he hadn't spoken with Chasten in a year and said his family's dynamics have been rocky for nearly a decade. He's the born-again Christian who does not support gay marriage, says if his family shunned anyone, it would have been him for his religious beliefs. Says at the end of the interview, Gelsman, that's Mayor Pete's brother-in-law, said he had no plans to vote for his brother-in-law, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. He says, Trump in 2020, he added. It's amazing how these bastards can take these situations and they can do with them whatever the hell they want. And I think Mayor Pete Buttigieg, I think he's just doing what he thinks is best for him. Now, I also think at the end of the day, he doesn't stand a snowball chance in hell. And I don't know if he wants to stand a snowball chance in hell. I think all he wants more than anything, is to get some national recognition. And I think the ignorant son of a bitch has gotten it. I think he's been in the paper, been on the news enough. And here's a mayor of a town of 25,000, a young guy, never held any big political office. But all of a sudden, he's one of the front runners. Well, not really a front runner. I think Biden and the other, who's the other old son of a bitch? Yeah, anyway, I got brain freeze. But I think at the end of the day, Biden probably will get the nod for the Democratic nomination. I don't think he deserves it. I don't know any of these Democrats that I think deserve it, but I think he's going to be the top man only because of all the candidates. And when it all comes down to it, there'll be so much fighting. You people think they were fighting in the 2016 Republican primary. I don't think you guys are going to see anything like you're going to see in the 2020 Democratic presidential primary, because I think all these people are finally understanding, finally realizing what's going on. And I think it's going to get so nasty. I think the 2016 election will be a walk in the park. I think Trump's going to sit there and laugh the whole time, because I don't think he's going to get much heat at all. Now, he's going to get a lot of heat from the Democrats, but they're going to be too busy beating themselves up during the primary to have any kind of bullcrap. Now, the general election may get a little rough, but I still think at the end of the day that President Trump will get reelected. And I think the next 4 years, I think he'll be in a little bit better position, because I honestly think that because of all the crap going on, that there's going to be some more Republican congressmen elected, which I know will be beneficial to Trump, and I think will be beneficial to this entire country. Now, I could be wrong. I haven't been wrong yet, but I could be. And then on another Buttigieg story, he's saying now that Trump slandered the troops by talking about pardons for those military people accused of war crimes. Now, it says President Trump has slandered American troops by considering pardoning servicemen accused of war crimes. And Blagojevich said that the proposal threatened to undermine the country's legal and moral foundation. Now, I don't understand why that he says this and thinks that way, because I do believe, and I've watched President Trump on television, and again, I'm for Trump just because I'm for Trump. I think he's the better of all the candidates. You people be for who you want to be for. Be for who you think's best for you, your family, your friends, you know, the future of this country. But at the end of the day, I think it's going to be rough not to be for Trump. There's a lot of Democrats that were for Trump last time, and I think they'll end up being for Trump again. But it says this Blagojevich, he's the Afghanistan war veteran. He said that the president was looking at possible pardons. And it said the New York Times reported Trump was considering granting pardons to soldiers accused of war crimes around Memorial Day. He says some of these soldiers are people who have fought long and hard, Trump told reporters. You know, we teach them how to be great fighters. And then when they fight, sometimes they get really treated very, very unfairly. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how we can... how we can take a situation like this, and which was good, and make it bad. You know, back in the day, if you were Congressional Medal of Honor, you were really something. Now today, I think there's 20 or 30 walking the streets. Back in the day, there was one or two. So I think on that part, and I don't think it wasn't Trump. I think at the end of the day, I think Clinton and I think Obama have made a lot of military people heroes with the Congressional Medal of Honor. Now, I don't know if that's going to continue under Trump's regime. I don't believe it is, and I don't think it is, but it's just amazing. It's just amazing how somebody can take a situation and make a decent situation that hasn't even been taken care of yet. Trump hasn't said he's going to pardon anybody. He says he's thinking about pardoning some of the military soldiers who went to war, who fought, who learned how to fight, who learned how to kill. You don't send somebody to war that doesn't know how to kill somebody, because if you do, if you're due, you're crazier than they are. But old Pete, Mayor Pete, he's going all around the country saying that this situation that Trump may be mulling over giving pardons to some of those accused of war crimes. You know, I think that's disingenuous. I think before he could say anything like that, he needs to find out the facts. I don't think that Mayor Pete knows any of the facts, but I think he's just talking his crap, which I think he's relatively good at. But we'll see what transpires with all this. I hope that something good comes out of it. I hope that if these guys deserve a pardon, that Trump will give them a pardon. I don't think Trump gives a damn one way or the other what Mayor Pete or anybody else, Democrat or Republican, has to say about him. Nobody likes to be talked bad about, but I think at the end of the day, Trump's going to be more concerned about what he thinks is right for the country, what he thinks is right for these individual military people, and I think that's what it's going to be. Now, again, I could be wrong, haven't been wrong yet, so let's wait and see what happens, and we will take it from there. I go in about 4 o'clock, and I sometimes turn on the TV at home, and I watch the 5, that's on Fox News. Everybody is a little swayed one way or the other, but they're the less of the swayed TV organizations, I believe. But John Rich. He's from Big and Rich for all you people at No Country Western. He's got a new song, Shut Up About Politics. That is the name of the song, Shut Up About Politics. He did it Thursday, yesterday on the 5, and it's already soared to the top of the charts. It says the 45-year-old country star sang the lighthearted tune with help of the 5 co-hosts, including Greg Gutfold, who actually is one of the hosts. He actually co-wrote the song. And it says of Gutfeld's input, Rich said, "We had to chat about what would be fun to come up with a song when you guys come to Nashville, and you, Gutfeld, said, I'll send you some ideas. And you had some real good lines, and Shut Up About Politics was in there, so I pulled that one out and built the song around it." So I think it's going to be a great hit. I really do. And I hope it's going to be a great hit because it's a great song, but I know some of it will be because people like Gutfeld, people like John Rich from Big and Rich. But I hope people read it. I hope people then listen to it. I hope people understand what it's saying. And I think if they do, I think it will be successful. It says that it's 95 to 100% goes to those guys, to Folds of Honor, he explained. That's where all the money, any money made on this new single, Shut Up About Politics, is going to go to Folds of Honor to help with the troops, help with, I guess, housing for some of the troops. But On a side note, isn't it amazing the billions of dollars spent overseas, the billions of dollars given to foreign governments that don't like us, and what do? We continue to send them millions and millions and more millions of dollars to help their communities out. They'll shake our hand, they'll be nice, then the second we leave, they're cussing us out. We know that, they know that. I don't know what the hell we can do about it, but just keep giving them enough money to keep them going. But at the end of the day, I think I would say to all of them, you guys don't have to like us, and we're going to help support you. But as soon as you screw us, as soon as you do something we don't like, the money's gone, and it's gone forever. Now, we've said that time, and I think every president has said that time and time and time again. But it never works. It never works because we keep giving them money. They keep spending our money. And again, as soon as we leave, they're talking about us like dogs. I don't understand. Maybe somebody can give me some insight on that. I don't understand why. But apparently, it's been going on for so long, I don't know why people would want to stop it now. Also, was looking in the paper, and everybody talks about, well, we know about this, know about that. None of us know about anything until we hear it on the news, or until we read it in the paper. And this was an article that kind of caught my eye. Army vet accused of ramming California pedestrians. He's charged with hate crimes. Now, this is an Army vet accused of plowing his car into a crowd of pedestrians in California last month. Believe they have two of the members were of Muslim descent, and prosecutors said in court this week that he's going to face hate crimes and 8 counts of attempted murder. Now, I have to say, the gentleman that they arrested was a black man. Now, the prosecutor was white, saw a picture of him in the paper, but Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen told reporters Thursday that he was confident that the perceived religion of two of the victims was a substantial motivating factor in the violent attack. It said Peoples, and that's the gentleman's name, Israel Peoples is his name, faces 2 counts, again, of murder and of hate crimes. Now, they're investigating whether PTSD played any part in this nasty attack. But Peoples' mother, Lavelle Peoples, said her son was discharged due to his PTSD, citing a bad episode in 2015 that reportedly required hospitalization. Now, if someone in the service, no matter where they served, if they served in the United States, are served in a foreign country. And if they do have a problem, I understand, and I think you good people understand, and it should be taken care of. But for somebody to go out just because somebody's a Muslim, just because somebody's an American, just because somebody's Hispanic, just because somebody's European, it amazes me. It amazes me that people are going to kill people just because of where they came from. Now, some people can say, as they do, that I'm a racist. I'm the farthest thing from a racist you ever saw. I help bury black people. I put $20,000-$30,000 in the state parks last year so the blacks could eat, primarily blacks. There were some whites, but I did that because I felt sorry for them. I felt sorry for the people that didn't have as much as I did, didn't have as much as a lot of other people. And that doesn't make me or you or anybody any better than these people. That just makes us a little more fortunate. But when I see crap like this, like out in California, and I see somebody just mowing down pedestrians because of their religious belief, that just really, really pisses me off. Now, these are Muslim people, and that's okay. There's a lot of good Muslim people in this great country. There's a lot of bad. Well, I'm sorry, there's not a lot of bad. There's some bad, because there's some bad whites, some bad blacks. There's a lot more good whites and a lot more good blacks and a lot more good Hispanics than everybody else than there are bad. But as you guys know, and as I always say, it doesn't take much. It doesn't take much for 4, 5, or 10 no good son of a bitches to make it bad for 500 decent son of a bitches, because as I always say, the decent bastards, well, I don't want to get involved in this. Well, if you don't want to get involved in this, and you don't want to get involved in that, and you don't want to get involved in something else that's coming down 2 months from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, what's it going to take? What's it going to take to get people to come together and say enough's enough? Now, I've said it once, if I've said it 1,000 times, and I'll continue. I will continue my quest of saying something is going to have to be done, because if it's not, there's not going to be United States as we know it in the next 30, 40, 50 years. So for yous that are going to be around, I'm probably not one of them, and there's a lot of us that won't be here. For you good people that are going to be around, you better think about it, because when the time finally comes, there are going to be a lot of problems. Now, I don't know how dangerous it's going to get, but I guarantee you, there's going to be racial problems between the blacks and the whites. Not the proud whites and not the proud blacks, but the niggers, the crackers, and the hunkies. They're going to start a bunch of crap, and they're going to keep it going, and they're going to keep it going, and they're going to keep it going until somebody steps up and says, hey, listen, we've had enough of this crap. You guys have gotten away with so much crap for so many years. We're not going to take it anymore. And I think we're somewhat on the verge. I don't think it's going to happen tomorrow, next week, or next month. But I think in a few years down the road, and you're seeing it progress every day, every week, every month, every year that we get older, that it's not getting any better. You can sit there and say what you want. The proud white people will sit at the restaurants, the taverns, the confectionaries, at the coffee shop. They'll sit wherever they want, and they'll say, something's got to give. And then you'll say, well, what can we do? And then they'll say, well, I don't know. I don't want to get involved now. I don't want to get involved in it because it doesn't concern me. And to people like that, I always say, what the hell do you mean it doesn't concern you? It concerns you if it concerns your neighbor 2 blocks away, because 2 blocks away, if you say nothing when they come in and break into somebody's house or rape or rob or kill somebody and you let it go, then they go to the next house and the next house and the next house. At some point in time, they're going to run out of houses. And when they do, you know whose house they're going to. They're going to come to your house. Now, at that point, you're going to be a mad, no good, no count son of a bitch, and you're going to say, I've had enough. Well, I ask, why can't we have enough before it gets to that point? Why can't we all come together, the proud white and proud black, and say, hey, this is it. Enough is enough. We're not going to play this crap anymore. And I think if we do that, if that time comes, I think will stop a lot of problems down the road. Now, I don't know if that day ever will come, but if and when it does, I think you'll see things change for the better. Now, it may take 50 years, it may take 30 years. I don't think it's going to take any more than 30, 40, 50 years to have things turned around. if we don't come together and do something about it, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Well, the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas start the name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a woman shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. We're not going to take it anymore. And I say that today, and I say that every day. I get tired. I walk the streets. I talk to people in East St. Louis, Washington Park, all over St. Clair and Madison County and all throughout St. Louis. And it's not pretty. These people understand what I'm talking about. It's not pretty. It's not bad, but it's not good. And I tell everyone, you have to understand the facts. If you don't understand the facts, you're never going to get a solution. And we know that. We've known that time and time and time again. but people just continue. And for what reason, I have no idea. People just continue to say, well, let's let it go. It'll get better. It'll get better. Let's let it go. It's not going to get better, people, if we sit there. And I'm talking about the racial situation. And again, I'm not a racist by any means. I'm a realist. I tell you the truth. Have a lot of black people come up to me and thank me because I do tell the truth. It pisses some people off, but you know what I say to that? I say, I don't give a damn. If you can't understand what's going on, if you can't research, if you can't, after researching, understand exactly what's happening, then I don't know how the hell that I could help you. I really don't know how the hell I can help you. We've got some callers. Let's go ahead and take a couple. Go ahead, Joe. You're on the dark side.
You keep on. I'm trying to figure out what the solution is.
Hey, you know
I'm
what, Joe? Wait, wait, Joe.
I'm a
Joe.
Young nigga.
Hey,
I'm
Joe.
A young
Joe.
Nigga.
Joe. Yeah, hey,
listen,
hey,
I'm
hey.
A
hey,
young
don't
nigga.
Listen. Let me listen. You stupid son of a bitch. This is the Bob Show, not the Joe the Nigger Show. When I get done talking, you can talk. I've said it 1,000 times. I don't know what we can do. We're all going to have to come together and come up with a solution. Now, you're going to call me and give me crap. If you're going to call and say something constructive, go ahead. If not, don't worry about it. Go ahead.
You're talking like that there's going to be a race war.
Now, did I say that? No. Back. No. I did not ever say there's going to be a race war. I say there's going to be racial problems. There's racial problems right now, Joe. There's racial problems as we speak. There have been racial problems for the last 30, 40, 50 years. Now, there's not as many as they were. And I tell you, I think some of the racial problems are black against white. And if you say no, I think you're a damn liar. Go ahead.
I don't think nothing's going to happen because, like I told you before, the Navy, what do them people call?
I don't know.
The National Guard is going to shut this down. And the National Guard don't see black or white. They got all type of races of people coming up in there.
You know what, Joe? I agree with you on that. I definitely agree with you.
So basically, let me tell you something. People are so dumbed down and so freaking stupid today that they don't care about race no more. As long as they can get their big TV or the Blues game or the Cardinals or whatever.
Now, you're talking black.
They don't care.
You're talking black and white, right?
I'm talking about Americans.
Well, no, let's not. Come on. You're talking about black and white, right?
I mean, the majority of the people in this country is what? Black and white, right?
Well, no, the majority is white. I think it's 67% white and 16% black, but go ahead.
Right, but I'm talking about who you talking about. Who you talking about?
I'm talking about both black and white. I'm talking about anybody that's a bum, anybody that's a nigger, anybody that's a cracker, anybody that's a hunky that won't
what
do...
What about a gook?
I'm sorry?
What about a gook?
Yeah, we hey, gooks too. Hey,
what
any,
about sad niggas?
Sand niggers too. Now let's just don't go
what
down.
About,
no,
what about
no,
type?
No, 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 no. We're not going any further with that, Joe.
Man, one day you was doing a book full of racial jokes.
I was doing
I
a what
to
now?
Add a couple of them in. You're not doing that no more.
I was. What was I doing, Joe?
You were doing different racial jokes. You were doing different ethnic racial.
Now,
jokes.
Can you give me one that I don't have to cut off the air?
Kike, that means Jew.
Okay.
Wet bat, that means Mexican.
Okay.
Sad nigga, that means he's Arab.
Okay.
Gooks, that means these slat ass gooks that you went to Vietnam and you killed. Okay. Or Laotians or whatever.
Okay.
They are.
All
a
right.
Rice eaters. A patty head.
Okay.
Slant eyes.
Okay, what point are you trying to make, Joe?
I'm making the same point that you're making.
And what point is that?
Nothing.
Hey, Joe, we're going to have to let you go. At some point in time, Joe, I think you're an intelligent black man. I really do. I think you call, Antoine, I think you call just to give me crap. And you can't give me crap because I take crap every day. I like crap. I give crap. I take crap. It really doesn't make me any difference. I don't like a day when nobody says anything. I'd rather fight with somebody 8 hours a day than not have an intelligent conversation with anybody. So, Joe, if you get up to it next week and you have something intelligent you want to talk about, don't hesitate to give me a call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Go ahead, Antoine. You're on the dark side.
Hey, Antoine. I'm Antoine. I'm a friend.
Hey,
Bruce Cook.
Hey, you're not Antoine, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I'm not Antoine.
No, you're not Antoine, but if that's who you say you are today, that's who you'll be. Go ahead.
No, I swear to God to you, I'm friends with your friend, Bruce Cook.
Okay,
you
know Bruce Cook, right? Wait a minute. I know Bruce Cook, but your name's not Antoine, so can we get past that? Your name is, I don't care, use that name, Antoine, but your name's not Antoine, right?
I am a actual gook. I'm a Vietnamese. I
no, you're
born 1975.
No, you're not. But go ahead. Go ahead with your. As long as I don't cut you off the air, go ahead with your comments, Antoine.
No, no. I listen to your show every day because I work in
Come
work
on.
At 10 in the morning.
You work at 10 in the morning.
I appreciate everything you say, and I agree with everything you say because I'm not a racist. I'm a realist as well.
Okay, thank you. I hope we all are.
And like I said, my friend Bruce Cook, the lawyer, you know, he has to have you come to my restaurant.
Which Bruce?
I'm sorry?
Which Bruce Cook?
He's a lawyer. Bruce Cook?
Yeah, there's two Bruce Cooks.
He's the older gentleman. He served in Vietnam, which is where I'm from. I talked to you before, and I, you know, I've talked to you two times before.
Okay.
And I told you, you know, I disagree with the way the niggers act in this country, you know, wearing their pants down.
Yeah, well, what about what about the crackers and the hunkies? You disagree with them,
sure,
too? Okay.
No, I do as well,
okay,
because they are the language. I'm sick of the excuse that, you know, they grew up in bad neighborhoods and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. Yeah, me neither. That has nothing to do. That has nothing to do.
I grew up in the same neighborhoods. I didn't even speak this is my second language, all right?
Uh-huh.
And you probably don't believe that I'm... You know, I told you my name's Antoine. It's A-N-H-T-U-A-N. It's Vietnamese spelling of it. Like you said, you don't believe that I'm Vietnamese, but I am Vietnamese. If you ask your friend Bruce Cook, he'll tell you. He's been trying to tell you. He's say we need to get you to my restaurant.
Where's your restaurant at, Antoine?
We own a restaurant. We've been around 30 years.
Okay.
It's called Faux Grand Restaurant.
What's the name of it, Antoine?
Faux Grand Restaurant.
Where's that at?
It's on South Grand. And Bruce Cook's a regular customer. He's a great guy, you know.
Well, I tell you, when I get off the phone with you, I'm going to get off the air. I'm going to give him a call and tell him what a good guy you think he is.
No, he's a great guy. He's always been respectful. And I know his son got in trouble a few years ago, you know.
Yeah, we all get in trouble. Just some of us don't get caught.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And like I said, I'm a very proud American. Even though I wasn't born in this country, I'm 100% American. Yeah. And I'm very proud to be in this country. And this country, if you want to make something of yourself, you can make something of yourself.
You know what, Antoine, I'm going to have to cut you short because we're up against a hard break, but thanks for the call. You're exactly right. If we want to make something of ourselves in this great country, we can do it. You know, nobody has to give us a hand up. Nobody has to give us a hand to pull us up. Just give us a hand to get us started. People will say, well, I want somebody to give me a hand to pull me up. No. A person, a decent person, black, white, green, purple, red, man, woman, Democrat, or Republican, they can pull themselves up. They can pull themselves up if they want to. Now, if they don't want to, it'll never happen. We're going to take a quick break. We've got some callers. Callers, hold on. We'll get back to you right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, The Grim Reaper of Radio is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew each side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome, welcome back to the dark side. We still got a few more minutes. We've got some more callers. Let's go ahead and take it. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
This is Dave, you mean nasty bastard.
Hey, well, I'm sorry, Dave. We got you first. And what's going on in your world, buddy?
Oh, not a whole lot. You know, I really didn't have a lot to talk about. I haven't called for a while. You sound cranky as ever, and God, do I love it.
Well, you. You sound like my ex-wife. Thank you very much, Dave. I sincerely appreciate that. What else is going on in your world? Anything?
Not a whole lot. I called Kevin earlier, and I hear... the circus attorney over here in St. Louis may be getting indicted within the next 5 to 10 days.
Yeah, it's. I think, you know, Dave, I think it's going to be real interesting over there. And I know if you hear anything, you'll definitely give us a call. I'm sure of that.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, all the haters will be coming out. Well, it's because she's black, because she's a female. No, it's because she's a criminal.
That, Dave, I couldn't have said it any better.
Because the bitch has no problem indicting cops. Now, again, we'll give the police officers the same presumption of innocence that we'll give her.
Right. I agree.
And until it goes through a trial and she's either found guilty or
not guilty.
Neither one of us will pass judgment on the guilty woman. But you know, Bob, I know guys that actually, unfortunately, have to go to that office, if you know what I'm saying.
I do.
And if they speak up and try to make their case, they get put on the naughty list.
You know what, Dave, I agree with you 100%, but I think if everybody stands together at some point in time, I think we're going to take care of this problem.
You know, yeah, Bob, I agree with you. You know, the one thing that I don't think people listen to, they hear you talk, but they're not listening to your message, is that I want to band together with like people. When I say like people, not color, I'm talking about the same people that are working towards the same thing.
Attitude, right.
Attitude, and to make this country great.
You know what, Dave? I couldn't have said any better. Listen, we're going to have to let you go. We've got some more callers.
Bye, my friend.
You need something our way, don't ever hesitate to give us a call, Dave. Let's take one more caller for the end of the show, I guess. Go ahead, Jim. You're on the dark side.
I hope they throw the lock Kim Garnett and throw away the key. She's firing all the white people that work for her down there. But what's going to happen, they'll get some blacks in a jury like they did in OJ, and no matter what the evidence, they'll let her walk. And I agree with the one black caller. He said there's not going to be no trouble between whites and blacks or race war because white people are too scary and wussified. I've seen it firsthand, Bob. A protest last summer, the whites are out there supporting the police. It's all whites at first, and as soon as the communists and the blacks start showing up, you see the whites fold up their signs and leaving.
Hey, Jim, I couldn't have said that any better. You're like Dave. I couldn't have said that any better either. I say that all the time. Give me 5-10 blacks as opposed to 500 whites. I'll create a bigger disturbance with those few blacks. Don't you agree?
Yeah, I agree. It was down there on Chippewa. There's all whites supporting the police about the shooting. But as soon as they seen some of these leftist commie pinkos and I won't call them blacks. As soon as these radical militant niggers show up,
okay,
all the whites started folding up the signs and started leaving. I said, What? Keep on moving west. Pretty soon you ain't going to be no more moving west. You moving north pole, it's going to catch up with you.
You know what, Jim? I agree with you 100%. I got about another minute. Give me your parting shot.
I'm out of shots. My only parting shot, I'm going to drink this little whiskey in this glass. Bobby, have a nice day.
Hey, buddy, you too, Jim. Thanks for the call, as always. You know, the people we listen to, they understand. And the people that call, for everyone that calls, we've got 10, 20, 30,000 that won't call. I've listened to talk radio for 30 years. Never did call. Just didn't feel like calling, but always wanted to listen. And I think that's where we're at with some of our people. We've only got a couple minutes left with me. Just walked in the door. Great man. That's what I was told to say, so that's what I'm going to say. Great man. Our good friend, the sports director for KQQZ 1190 AM and the star of the Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 AM. Mr. Kevin Slayton, how the hell you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, and at least you followed the script I handed you.
Well, you know what? I thought I was pretty good with it. We only have a couple minutes. What's going on in your world, buddy?
Well, it's a busy weekend in this town. You've got Cardinals-Cubs 3 days in a row, and you've got the Blues-Bruins on Saturday. Downtown St. Louis tomorrow night is going to be a nightmare. The Cardinals should have tried to get permission from the league to change the time of their game.
You know what? I agree with you.
They play at 6, the Blues play at 7. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
If you're going downtown, even for tonight, and you're going to go to the Blues game, I would go right now and get a hotel room.
The Blues game is tomorrow night, right?
Tomorrow night, correct.
Cardinals play
tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, it's amazing because Saturday night, it'll be good when you're going to the hockey game or the baseball game, but it'll be bad at 10 o'clock at night after it's all over. I wouldn't want to be anywhere around there,
Nowhere
would you?
Nowhere near it. And, of course, you know, the thugs will be out. So.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, they're every time there's good people, there's thugs.
It's like a feast for them. I mean, they're looking at a multi-target environment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure the cops will be doing double duty down there. But it's just an unbelievable coincidence that the Cardinals and Cubs are playing.
That's amazing.
If the Cardinals were playing someone else, no one would care.
Yeah, it wouldn't be a big, but it'll be a packed house there. It'll be a packed house at the Enterprise Center.
Absolutely.
That's probably, and I would have to say, and I'm not a big sports fan as you are, I'd probably say and think that that's probably going to be one of the best and worst nights in the last 20 years in St. Louis history.
I think the whole weekend is just going to be unbelievable. And
Now, unbelievable by good, bad.
But by the fact that we've got all of this gathered in one spot for 3 days.
Okay. I mean,
you go. The whole country is going to be watching us because of the Blues. And then the Cubs and Cardinals, I believe, are on national TV Saturday as well. So, unfortunately, the same night.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's really going to be interesting. Kevin Slayton, we got to go. It's always a pleasure. The Kevin Slayton Show every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m.
Don't get me up earlier than I have to.
Yeah, you don't get up before 5 minutes to 7, do you?
No, I'm up at 5:15.
5:15, and I believe that. I don't know if you're in best of shape at 5:15, but you're up. Kevin Slayton, nice seeing you as always, people. We got to go. I hope everybody has a safe, prosperous, decent weekend, friends and foe. I don't want anything to happen to my enemies. I'm going to keep them around so I can aggravate them, and they can aggravate me, and we can aggravate each other for another 15, 20, 25 years. So, but at the end of the day, you all know it's these politicians all throughout this great country, all throughout these great states, all throughout these great counties, and all throughout these great cities that are causing our problems. So as always, let's continue to unite to expose these ass-wipe bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politicians. Let's expose them. Let's drag them over the political coals of hell. And at the end of the day, as always, let's do unto them as they continue to do unto us. Let's destroy them. I say destroy them. Never, never any violence. Destroy them politically. Destroy them politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigga nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigga nation. All the nigga think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigga this and nigga that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigga nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thugs. Intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigga of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha!
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.